play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
The Silver Streak girls have not played in a week. Their last game, a 70-31 win over the Quincy Blue Devils. Rock Island has not played in a week. Their last game was a 61-41 win over United Township. So we are ready for girls high school basketball tonight. It's the Silver Streaks against the Lady Rocks from Galesburg High School. Galesburg was supposed to play on Tuesday against Moline. That game was stopped because of the weather. They were supposed to play last Saturday afternoon against Peoria Manual. That game was canceled because of the weather and will not be made up. So it should be a real interesting game tonight between Rock Island and Galesburg. Let's go down to Bill Allison for the national anthem.
Silver Streaks. Now, if you'd all please rise for the playing of the national anthem. Raising the flag tonight is senior Savannah Ojeda. In case you forgot, she's the daughter of Lisa and Morgan Carlson and Joe Ojeda, involved in many school activities, many academic honors, planning to attend either Illinois State, University of Illinois, University of Missouri at Columbia, or Western Illinois University, major in law enforcement or broadcast journalism. Senior Savannah Ojeda.
Now here's Bill Allison with the starting lineups.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the Rocks, a 5'7 junior number one, Jasmiah Quinn. A 5'7 junior number three, Morgan Twing. A 5'7 senior number 22, Carly Hoover. A 5'10 senior number 23, Shemaya Clark. And a 5'10 junior number 30, Mercedes Jackson. The Rocks coached by Thad Hoover, assisted by Henry Hall and Jared Parker. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'5 sophomore number 3, Kaylin Boydston. A 5'8 junior number 20, Casey Williams. 5'4 senior number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison and Michael Rux.
Our officials for tonight's game, the referee is Gary Tissue of Milan, Scott Calhoun of Coal Valley, and Amanda Coaches of Kewaunee are the officials. Rock Island is dressed in their red uniforms with the gold numerals. They have Rock Island across the chest in gold. The Streaks in their home white uniforms with silver streaks across the chest in black and the silver letters. It's Mercedes Jackson and Shaylee Florine at center court, controlled by Florine to Boydston. The Streaks going from right to left. Immediately stolen away by Jazzy Quinn. Ball on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Hoover. Carly Hoover back down for the Lady Rocks. Got it underneath to Jackson. It was tipped away from her, but they say it went off Florine.
Well, I think Shaylee was saying she thought she had knocked it off of Clark, but that is not the way the whistle goes. So Streaks will be on defense.
Rock Island's ball underneath their basket. Hoover will trigger it in. Gets it in on the left side. Here's a drive by Quinn all the way to the basket. It was partially blocked and pulled out of the air by Florine. Back come the Streaks. Here's Boydston. Gets double teamed. Throws it past to Kelso. She had trouble with it. She throws it away. Now Williams is able to knock a rock off the ball and pick it up at center court. Left side now to Boydston. Near corner, Clay. Clay gets double teamed. And we're going to get a push called here against Shemiah Clark.
Well, Jim, that's not what we saw called up at Rock Island. So the Streaks will be happy if they can get those bump calls along the sidelines. We saw that happen a lot against these girls, in which the Streaks would get trapped and then there'd be a lot of physicality that wasn't getting called.
Amanda Coaches, the official, making that call. Line change for Rock Island. Will pick them up. Comes into Clay. Back to Williams. Williams back up top to Boydston. Boydston now comes on the right side to Kelso. Kelso, one dribble, thought about the three and sent out to Boydston. She goes to Clay. Clay open underneath. Put it up, no good. She was hit hard by Clark. No whistle. Now bringing it up is Adele. Adele brings it over the timeline. Almost walked with it. Kelso goes down on the floor for it. Fighting down on the floor with Jacqueline Young. And we're going to have a held ball here. It'll be Rock Island's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, the first couple possessions for the Streaks have not gone very well, as the Streaks have spent most of the time scrambling around just trying to keep possession of the basketball. They need to get a little bit more composure. I like the end of the play getting it inside to Shaylee, but she took a little too long, or excuse me, Sabrina, she took a little bit too long getting that ball to the rim.
Annika Anderson to Mariah Hoover, the coach's other daughter. Back up top now to Adele. Adele drives the paint. Shovels it off left side. Here's a shot from the corner, and it's going to be good by Annika Anderson for three. 3-0 in favor of Rock Island. Back comes Galesburg. As Rock Island pressures the ball, they get it in the front court to Clay. Now to Boydston, to Florine in the lane. She goes right to the basket, puts it up and through.
Nice cut right there by Shaylee. She did a shallow cut straight down the lane. She got that ball, one dribble, put it up.
Jacqueline Young has it on the left side. She takes one dribble, hands the ball off to Adele. Back to Young, will take the three-pointer. Good, boy. Jacqueline Young hits the three from the left side, and it's 6-2 in favor of Rock Island. Back comes Williams for the Streaks into the front court. Had to hold up her dribble, got it to Boydston, not to Clay. Clay fakes inside, goes right side Kelso. She'll take the three, right wing, no. The rebound tipped up in the air and pulled down by Annika Anderson. She's tied up by Casey Williams, and we'll get a held ball here, and this time it'll go to the Streaks.
Yeah, a good find right there by Sabrina Clay. She saw that Haley was wide open on the other side of the court, and she did exactly what she needed to do. She got the ball over there quickly. Unfortunately, Haley just a little long on the shot.
It'll be triggered in by Galesburg underneath their basket. Kelso will throw it in. Gets it into Casey Williams, who dribbles it back high right side. Now the corner is Kelso with the three, no good. The rebound fought for in the lane. It's going to be pulled out of there and go out of bounds. They say it went off Rock Island. And who is that down there? It's Cynthia Myers.
Yeah, Myers tried to say that she gator-armed it and didn't actually touch it, but it was pretty obvious. Nice positioning there by the official. She was right on top of the play to make the call.
Boydston will throw it in here in the near corner, and she throws it away, intercepted by Jazzy Quinn. Quinn.
Oh!
And now they're going to say, oh, wait a minute. As the Scott Calhoun's going to give it to Rock Island. I think that's Galesburg's ball.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Well, he was saying it went off of a Galesburg player leg, but it clearly went off Quinn's leg.
You think he'd get some help there? Back comes Jazzy Quinn. Quinn now comes back, drives all the way to the basket against Florine, puts it up no good. Florine gets the rebound to Boydston, ahead now to Williams. Williams is going to drive the paint, stops in the lane, wants to take a shot, instead of bounce pass to Clay. She'll turn around, put it up, and it goes through. Sabrina Clay's first of the game. 6-4 now, Rock Island. Back comes Jazzy Quinn for the Lady Rocks. She has trouble. Stolen by Boydston. Boydston gets knocked down, and we'll get a whistle here, and a foul's going to be called.
Yeah, much differently officiated here for the first couple of few minutes of this one compared to what we saw at Rock Island. The Rocks are going to do a full switch here, bringing five new players in. The Streaks will bring in goalie Thompson and Daniel. Sitting down is Florine Kelso, and also going out was Kaylin Boydston.
Jazzy Quinn picked up the foul, her first, second team foul. Right side, Lexi Daniels. High post, now to Clay. Left side, Williams. Now to Sammy Thompson. Back up top to Gully. Gully goes right side, Daniels. Daniels gets pressure. Got it back out to Gully, and a foul's going to be called on Mariah Hoover. She's too tight on Gully. Her first, third team foul.
Well, the thing that Lexi's got to remember here is she's going to have some open looks at shots. She's got to catch the ball looking to shoot the basketball.
Williams will throw it in, gets it into Daniels. Daniels couldn't control the pass. It's intercepted and taken away and brought out by Morgan Twing. Twing now will bring it down for the Lady Rocks. Comes all the way down, shovels it off to Hoover. Hoover tries to go cross-court and does. Now almost walking with the ball on the left side for Rock Island. That time was Shemaya Clark, and now we'll get a held ball as Lexi Daniels and Clark battle for it. And at this time, it's going to go to Rock Island in the alternating possession.
Well, Clark had a little issue with the basketball, and then Sammy put her hand in there, knocked the ball back into her gut, and then she was able to finally get it pinned on the floor where she gladly took a held ball there because they retained possession.
Justice Adele will throw it in for the Lady Rocks. Looking. Now comes all the way back out, and it'll go into the backcourt and be picked up by Mariah Hoover. And Hoover's going to be fouled by Casey Williams.
Yeah, bad foul right there by Casey. Her momentum just took her right into Hoover. She didn't have a play on that basketball. She should have just let her go get it.
First on Williams, first team foul on the Streaks. Here comes Adele. Justice Adele now comes on the left side, gets it to Morgan Twing. Twing, a 5'6 junior, back up top now to Adele. Adele drives in, takes the shot, and we're going to get a foul called on Raina Gully.
Freshman 5 against freshman 5. Both girls, Gully and Adele, freshmen that were the number 5, and this time it's Adele getting the advantage as she took that one right in against Raina. Raina just gets called for the bump. In the first matchup, Adele had 4 points, 4 rebounds. She
free
hits
throws
there.
Free throws hit. Yes, it is.
7-4, Streaks trail by 3, 4:33 left to go here in the opening quarter. Coach Massey having some words with the official on the sideline. I don't think he was very happy about a couple plays along the baseline because he's pointing towards the baseline.
Adele was 4-for-5 from the line the first game, and she makes both of them here. She has 2 points, 8-4 in favor of Rock Island. Quinn comes back in for the Lady Rocks, and going out will be Justice Adele. Now Galesburg with a little trouble in the backcourt as they get some backcourt pressure. Gully was trying to get it into Daniels. Now Williams will throw it into the backcourt right in front of the Galesburg bench. The Streaks going from right to left. Williams looking, still looking. Comes into Gully in the back corner. Gully now trying to dribble against Carly Hoover. Gets it ahead to Clay. Now over the timeline, Williams. Williams going to drive right to the basket. Couldn't get the shot up. Sammy Thompson will put it up. It's short. The rebound underneath is going to be controlled by Rock Island and pulled out of there by Carly Hoover. Hoover gets it ahead to Quinn. Quinn all the way down. Now the corner. He'll get a 3-point shot from the corner. No good. The rebound fought for him. Pulled out by Williams. She tried to throw it off Jackson out of bounds, but it was saved by Rock Island. Now it goes out to Carly Hoover. Back inside to Jackson. Jackson in the paint with a turnaround jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up. No, but we'll get a foul here. There's that rebounding right there.
Yeah, and that's where the Streaks have got to limit. They can't give them that many opportunities. Who took the 3? Was it Jackson or Davis?
It was Davis.
Okay, thank you. Couldn't see. She was down there in the far corner, and by the time I looked back up, Williams was grabbing the rebound.
Mercedes Jackson, a 5'10 junior, is going to shoot 2 for Rock Island, and this one's good. So it's 9-4 in favor of the Lady Rocks. You know, when Florine's out of there on those defensive rebounds, you can really tell.
Yeah, and Jackson, last game against the Streaks, split her 2 free throws, or only 2 attempts. One of the few players that only went to the line once.
I looked at Hoover. She went to the line like a ton in that game. Second one's missed. Rebound Florine for the Streaks. Out to Kelso. Kelso crosses center court. Gets double-teamed in front of the scorer's table to Gully. Gully finds Thompson all alone underneath. Puts it up no good. Thompson missed the easy one. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. She's going to be fouled by Mercedes Jackson.
Yeah, great job by Sammy. She knew she short-armed a shot, so she stayed right with it. Was able to pull down the rebound and was aggressive, taking it right back towards the rim.
Sammy Thompson on the season, 22 of 30 from the free throw line, 73% shooter. She'll shoot two here. Galesburg trails it by five, and this one's good.
Sammy more and more showing that she's the go-to free throw shooter. Every time she's getting these opportunities, she's playing a lot more in these crucial games, crucial situations, and really coming up big for the Streaks.
You said she played mostly a guard last year.
Yeah,
she's becoming a pretty good post player.
Yes, and you know what she can give you is with her guard abilities, is she can give you a kind of a penetrating wing, and she has decent size too.
She makes them both. Pressure by the Streaks now. Thad Hoover's going to call a 30-second timeout, it looks like, here with 3 minutes and 43 seconds left to go in the first quarter. But it's 9-6 in favor of the Streaks. Galesburg putting on the full court pressure there, Eric.
Well, I think they've got it. I mean, you're not that far removed, obviously, from running the system, and this is a situation where I don't think the ball handlers for the Rocks are very good. So if you can get them a little frazzled there in the backcourt, which is what happened right there, you might be able to get some turnovers.
Quinn's out of control a lot of the time.
Oh, the whole game, yeah. You know, I honestly think that's one of the things that kept the Streaks in the game was Quinn's erraticness. I mean, she took seven shots last game and missed them all.
So it'll be Rock Island's ball. The Streaks will keep the pressure on. They'll change Annika Anderson into the game. Gets it ahead here now and bringing it back up court for Rock Island is going to be Charliska Singleton. Now on the left side, this is Twing. Twing now comes back up top to Singleton. Singleton has the ball. Here's the three-pointer right side, in and out and in again. It's going to drop in by Jacqueline Young. So Young has 2 3-pointers, and it's 12-6 Rock Island. Now Gully has it go through her legs. It's going to be picked up by Morgan Twing, and we'll get a whistle and a foul.
Gully picked it up, and it's over in the back. I'm wondering if that is Singleton out there because Jemiah Jones, the last time we played, I didn't have her number. Did you get her number? From the last time we played?
I have Jemiah Jones as... ...34.
Okay, well, maybe that's not then.
Here's a jumper from the corner. Three-point shot, no good. Thrown up there by Angel Parker. Rebound Florine. Fast break ahead to Kelso. Kelso holds up, now hits Florine on the trailer. Shaylee fakes, drives the lane, puts a shot up, no, and she's going to be fouled.
Good take, though, as she goes right into Tamisha Miles. Miles gets called for the foul, sending Shaylee to the line. Shaylee, who has been all over the place in the season. We've seen her have some really good games from the line and some really poor games. She's shooting 40%, 36 of 88.
She needs to have a good game tonight, and she missed it.
Just rimmed out on her.
Lexi Daniels out, Raina Gully out, Sammy Thompson out, Kaylin Boydston back into the game. So it's Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Shaylee Florine, Kaylin Boydston, and Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Here's Florine second. That was a brick. I almost missed the rim and just hit the glass. The rebound controlled by Carly Hoover. Now in the drive all the way to the basket, throwing it up and through is going to be for Rock Island, is going to be Charliska Singleton. Singleton with the basket. Now back comes Galesburg. Boydston now has it up top. Boydston trying to get it to the baseline, and they're going to give it back to Rock Island.
Well, again, the Streaks cannot turn the ball over this often and expect to be successful in this one. That's seven turnovers here in the first quarter, and the Streaks are trailing by eight.
Just don't feel the intensity in this game. I don't know if it's a long layoff or what it is. Back in's Jazzy Quinn. Quinn comes down court. Left side now to Young. Young right side. Here's a shot going to be thrown up by Clark. No good from the right side. The rebound controlled though by Quinn of Rock Island. Rock Island gets the offensive rebound. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. 14-6 Rock Island. Now Quinn will drive the basket. Puts it up no good. Rebound Florine. And we're going to get a foul called here against Rock Island as Florine was going to the ball. Was hit from behind by Shamia Clark. It's going to be Clark's second 16 foul.
If I'm the Streaks, I'm almost tempting Quinn to take that ball inside because she does not hit well. She's all over the place. And, you know, you could really, if you just laid off her and kind of played Matador defense up top, let her go in, you could probably get some charges called on her, too.
Chandra Young has come into the game. Now we're going to get a travel called against Galesburg.
Against Sabrina Clay. She just got moving a little too quick for her feet right there.
Back comes Rock Island now. Comes into Young. Now to Quinn. Quinn will bring it up with a minute 50 to go first quarter. An 8-point lead for Rock Island. Left side now, Jacqueline Young. Young now in the left corner to Quinn. Quinn will dribble it out to the top of the key. Quinn bothered by Boydston. Now back to Young. Young fakes the three, drives up top. Now here's the shot coming from Young right side, and it's going to be good for three.
It's going to be tough for the Streaks if Young's shooting like that tonight.
So Andres Young with the three-pointer, 17-6. Minute 24 to go first quarter. Now Clay tried to get it inside, but it was intercepted and picked off by Young to Quinn. Down court to Young. Young will put it up underneath. Good. Jacqueline Young has eight. 19-6. Rock Island, and Massey has seen enough. He is going to call a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, right on cue, because that was going to be one that they needed bad, as the things were just getting away from the Streaks there.
They don't feel a sense of urgency on the part of Galesburg in this ballgame, and especially on offense. And we talked about rebounding before the game. Rebounding is when Florine was out of the game, they're in trouble getting a rebound.
Well, yeah, and they're having problems getting the ball up the floor without being rushed the whole time. You know, the Streaks played this kind of system, like we said. You think they would have a little bit more control in their game, but they really haven't at all. They're flying up the court trying to get down the court, and we're seeing them make bad mistakes, which is exactly what kind of cursed them in the first matchup.
And there was a big drop-off when Daniels and Thompson and Gully came in, and now they're back in again. Let's see what happens here. Gully's in. Sammy Thompson is in, not Daniels. Williams comes up court, now gets it back out to Gully. Gully works against Hoover, right side Kelso. Kelso with the ball over her head back to Williams. Williams will take the three-pointer. Yes! That's a way to get back into the game. Casey Williams for three, and it's 19-9. Back on the attack now comes Rock Island. This is Young. Here's a Hoover with the top of the key three-point shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Sammy Thompson of Galesburg. Sammy brings it out herself, not a Gully. Gully crosses center court, bounce pass to Florine from Williams. Florine puts it up, no good. She was hacked, no whistle. She puts it up again and hacked again, and this time there is a whistle. We'll get the foul called here against Annika Anderson, her first. That's a 17 foul. Florine 0 for 2 from the line, 2 points in the game. And this one's perfect. 19-10 now. We'll get the line change for Rock Island.
Jim, you have to imagine Rocky's not going to shoot that well from three all game. I mean, that's really what's propelled them to this lead. They've hit four threes. They haven't even missed one yet, or they missed one, actually. And so that's been a big deal here.
Florine misses a second, but Raina Gully gets the rebound for the Streaks. Out to Kelso. Near side, Katie Lingenfelder. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Kelso. Bounce pass to Sammy Thompson. Thompson got tied up, but is able to tear the rebound away from Mercedes Jackson. Now the bounce pass inside to Gully, and now they'll go out on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Oh, they ratcheted up the intensity there.
Well, yeah, Coach Hoover can't be happy about the Streaks getting that many second and third opportunities.
Comes into Gully. Now back to Kelso in the corner. Alley-oop pass inside to Florine. Florine's going to be bumped, and I think they'll get Angel Parker for this one.
Well, and Florine's got to start hitting free throws. That's going to be a big thing here, because she's starting to assert herself down low, and if they know that they can just foul her center to the line, it's really going to hurt the Streaks, because they have plenty of depth on that bench.
Parker's first foul, eighth team foul. Here's Shaylee Florine, and she hits it.
Well, Jim, I don't think we've had a first quarter this long in a long time.
It is long, isn't it? 2.9 seconds to go, 19-11 in favor of Rock Island. Florine hits the second one. 19-12. Comes into Quinn. Quinn's going to take the long shot.
Oh, wow.
There. She makes it from the back court. From just beyond the back court line. She flings it with her right hand, and it goes through. Jazzy Quinn ends the quarter with a three-point basket from the backcourt. At the end of one, Rock Island 22, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
The City Bus Transfer Point downtown is permanently located at the corner of Prairie and Main Streets near the Sandberg Annex and Azer Medical Supply due to construction of the Seminary Kellogg Overpass Project. New semi-enclosed bus shelters for the blue, green, and red gold routes will be built at this location in the near future. For bus routes and fare details, find them on Facebook. Just search Galesburg Transit.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Rock Island's ball to start the second quarter after that backcourt three-pointer by Jazzy Quinn. Here's Precious Davis on the left side. Got it back out to Annika Anderson. She drives inside. Ball tipped away and picked up by Casey Williams. Got it to Boydston. Galesburg trails by 10, 22-12. Now a bad pass from Boydston to Kelso is going to go over Kelso's head. Out of bounds in front of the Rock Island bench. It'll be Rock Island ball. It'll be triggered inbounds by Shamia Clark. They're going to have Justice Adele on the point as Adele brings it up for Rock Island. On the right side now to Annika Anderson. Back up top now to Mariah Hoover, the younger Hoover girl. Right side now to Anderson, cross-court pass. Now the drive, here's the jump shot coming from the left side, going to be no good by Precious Davis. The rebound control by Florine. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boydston now near side, Casey Williams, now to Clay. Clay will drive inside, shovels to Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer partially blocked. It's going to go off the backboard. It'll be Galesburg's ball. It was tipped by a Rock Island player. Clay and Florine were going down in the backcourt, and it's Galesburg's ball. I don't think Clay realized that ball had been tipped. Comes into Clay. Clay got murdered underneath. No whistle. Ball goes down to the floor, picked up by Kelso. She got it back out to Boydston. Now into Florine. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Mercedes Jackson.
Well, now they're overplaying Shaylee, so she's got to recognize, and she's got to seal to that inside so she can get that opening.
7:03 to go in the first half. We're in the second quarter, 22-12. Now Boydston has it on the right side. Comes back up top to Casey Williams. Williams going to drive right down the lane, shovel it up, no good. Gets her own rebound in the lane, and we'll get a whistle and a foul on the floor here.
Well, good job with Williams staying with it, but you almost wish she would have used a little bit more glass there. She might have been able to bank that in from where she was standing. She tried to just go up with it and kind of left it short.
Angel Parker commits her second. That's the ninth team foul. Casey Williams, a 41% free throw shooter. She has that three-point basket in the game. She's going to shoot the one in bonus here. It's on the way, and she hits it.
The Streaks have got to hit free throws in this game. If they want to stick with Rocky, if they're going to give you these opportunities at the line, you've got to take advantage.
9-2. Rock Island leading the foul battle tonight, which didn't happen last time.
A little bit of a reverse from what we saw last time.
Williams makes the second, 22-14. Jazzy Quinn now back into the front court. Is able to get it to Randall. Kalia Randall, that's Chase on Randall's sister. Now the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, but it'll be Rock Island's ball right in front of the scorer's table, and Kalia Randall throw it in.
Gary? I don't even know if she played in the first matchup between these two teams.
I don't think she did. Randall gets the ball into Quinn. Quinn now works on the right side, backs out beyond the three-point line, now drives the basket, puts it up over Florine. Good. Jazzy Quinn has five, 24-14. Back comes Galesburg. This is Kelso. Bounce pass now to Boydston, got double team, gets away into Florine. Florine goes right to the basket, puts it up and through, and she's fouled. Oh, Galesburg got away from the outside pressure, got the ball underneath to Shaylee Florine, and we'll get a foul called against Randall, her first. That's a 10th team foul against Rock Island.
Great composure shown right there by the sophomore, Kaylin Boydston. She saw the double team coming. She just took her time. She split the middle of it, which is exactly what you want to do. If you see opening, if there's daylight between the two players, you go right through that trap, and then you go in, and then she was able to create a 3-on-2 and get the ball to Shaylee Florine.
Florine misses the free throw. 24-16 our score. Now the ball tipped away and picked up by Florine. Galesburg comes back. Here's Gully now right side. Gets the ball to Kelso, now to Clay. Clay all the way underneath, puts it up, no good. The rebound fought for. Clay is going to get knocked down. And which way? They're going to give it back to Rock Island. Boy, they're battling.
They are. A nice shot by Clay to kind of stay with that one. Unfortunately, she just wasn't able to pull it back in.
So it'll be Rock Island's ball. Galesburg will pressure now in the backcourt. Comes into Annika Anderson, gets it ahead to Adele. Justice Adele now on the left side to Jacqueline Young. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound underneath, Clay had it. Now it's knocked out of bounds, but they say it went off Clay.
Well, right there, you just got to fight a little bit harder if you're Sabrina Clay. She had a good position, but she needs to kind of push that offensive player back a little bit. Root her out with the box out. And a great job right there on the inbounds pass. They ran a crossing route, and Clark comes in and gets the inbounds pass, puts it right in, and now a turnover by the Streaks.
Stolen away, put up by Rock Island, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. So Shamia Clark gets that last basket. Now we'll get a line change for the Lady Rocks. It'll be Galesburg's ball. They trail 26-16, 5:43 to go here in the second quarter. Gully is back in. Sammy Thompson comes into Casey Williams. Casey now gets it over the timeline to Clay. Clay gets bumped here in front of us on the near side, now to Gully. Gully will dribble out top. Got it to Williams. Williams drives the paint, goes all the way to the basket, puts it up and through. Casey Williams. Williams with seven in the game now, and it's 26-18.
Nice looking move there from Casey, too. If she could do that every time, she'd make have a lot of success. She took that one right at the defender, put it up and over.
Mariah Hoover tried to get it to Cynthia Myers. It was tipped away, picked up by Gully. Gully brings it back to Williams. Now Gully right side to Kelso, and Kelso was unable to control the pass in front of the Rock Island bench. It hit the sideline, goes out of bounds. It'll be Rock Island ball.
Well, I think Coach Massey's telling Gully right now, hey, you got to get a better angle on that pass. Gully saw Haley wide open, but she didn't have a good angle. Threw it wide, and then it became a tough thing, a tough ball for Haley to handle, and that's why it went out of bounds.
Mariah Hoover brings it up for the Lady Rocks. Hoover looks on the left side to Angel Parker. Instead comes right side to Morgan Twing. Back out now to Mariah Hoover. Now tipped away and stolen by Kelso. Kelso's going to come all the way back down, drive the basket. It's going to be blocked underneath by Mariah Hoover.
Well, good block by Hoover, but a better steal right there by Haley, getting the ball and then getting down the floor.
Key moment in this game. Streaks would like to get this down a little bit more. 4:51 to go second quarter. It's 26-18 in favor of Rock Island. Kelso wanted to take the three near corner. Instead to Gully. She'll drive the basket. Puts it up. No good. The rebound, Mercedes Jackson underneath for Rock Island. Jackson, the outlet pass now to Mariah Hoover. And Hoover will bring it back left to right for the Lady Rocks. Hoover now on the left side to Angel Parker. Ball tipped away by Kelso. And we're going to get a foul called on Parker.
Yeah, she just tackled Kelso. Kelso was able to get that steal, was down on the ground. Instead of trying to tie her up, Parker just landed on her, just fell on her.
Third on Parker. That's the 11th team foul. So Kelso will go to the free throw line and shoot two.
And, you know, we talked about it last game. Kelso really doesn't shoot many free throws, only 7 of 14 on the season. For a player that plays that much, you can tell she's a true jump shooter. She's only taken 14 free throws.
She missed it.
Achilles heel right now. It's an Achilles heel. The Streaks have got to hit these free throws.
She had 17 against Rock Island in the first game, 12 against Quincy in the last game. The starters didn't play very long in that game a week ago tonight as Galesburg just rolled over Quincy. Second one by Haley Kelso is good. Her first point of the game, she goes out. Lexi Daniels comes in, so it's Daniels, Kaylin Boydston, Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, and Shaylee Florine. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Comes in the backcourt now to Shamia Clark. Clark gets it in.
She's out of bounds.
Quinn stepped on the sidelines.
Yep. I didn't think he was going to see it. He wasn't looking down, and she was standing out of bounds.
Eric saw that one before Scott Calhoun did. Now Williams is going to throw it in. You can feel a little momentum switch here. Boydston put the elbow up. Instead goes into Florine. Florine puts it up. Yeah! Shaylee Florine with 9. 26-21. Streaks back to within 5. Now on the left side, this is Morgan Twing. Twing drives all the way through the paint, tipped away by Williams. Back comes Galesburg. Williams all the way down, stops, puts it up. Yeah! Casey Williams has 9. 26-23. Now full court pressure by Boydston in the backcourt as everybody else drops off. Back comes Jazzy Quinn for Rock Island. Quinn to Mercedes Jackson. Left side Twing. She'll take the three. No. The rebound. Quinn in the lane. Puts it up. No. Partially blocks. Going to go off Florine out of bounds.
Well, a good job right there by Casey Williams to recover down at the other end and get that block shot.
She's having a great game.
She is. And she's been extremely active. And that was an excellent play right there coming down and having the presence of mind that it was a one-on-three, so she kind of just stopped, let her bagel by her, and then put it up and in.
Here's Shamiah Clark, and she'll put it in from, it's going to be three. Shamiah Clark has 5 points. Rock Island stops the bleeding, 29-23. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Clay up top now to Boydston, right side to Daniels. Lexi back out to Boydston. Boydston had it slipped to her fingers, got it back to Clay. Clay fakes, guys the lane, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, right back up, and she's going to be fouled by Justice Adele.
I think she was fouled about three or four times there. She got clocked in the back of the head. That went uncalled, and then she was able to get the ball up and put it in, put it up for the shot. Sabrina, 62% free throw shooter on the season. I believe she's taken the most on the team. She's taken 94. Yep.
Needs these, and she hits it.
She's got three now.
Kelso in, Williams out. So the Streaks have Shaylee Florine, Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, Kaylin Boydston, Lexi Daniels on the court. 3 points for Clay in the game. She has a second free throw here. It's in the air, and it's perfect.
Big free throws.
29-25. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Tipped away by Daniels. Now the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
They give it to Galesburg. They say it went off Annika Anderson.
Well, a good job right there by Lex, actually, because she was the one that tipped it down, and then Annika Anderson kind of poked at it, and it went out of bounds off of her.
Back to Boydston now up top. Near side Daniels, not a Clay. Back up to Boydston. Boydston underneath Florine. Great pass, and Florine puts it over the floor. Shaylee Florine with 6 points in the second quarter, 11 in the game. 29-27 Rock Island. Here's Young with the three from the left side. And Jacqueline Young answers with her third three-pointer of the game. She has 11. 32-27 Rock Island. We got a ball game tonight. Now Clay got bumped. No whistle. Got it to Boydston. To Daniels. Now to Clay. Back to Kelso. She gives the alley-oop to Florine. Tipped away. It's going to be stolen by Mariah Hoover. Hoover will bring it back left to right now for Rock Island. Hoover all the way down, and we're going to get a foul on Boydston.
Well, not a good pass right there by Haley. She was falling backwards and tried to get it into Shaylee, and Shaylee's not the one that you can kind of give the soft pass to. You got to put a little bit on it so Haley can, or Shaylee can get it and move with it. Haley, unfortunately, was moving backwards because the pass was a little high for her. She gets that one a little lower in her shooting range. She's going to be able to get that and put it up.
It'll be Rock Island's ball. It'll be triggered inbounds by Carly Hoover. Hoover comes into Mercedes Jackson. Jackson back out to Angel Parker, now to Hoover. Hoover thought about the three, gets pressure from Casey Williams, who's having a great game. Now to Jazzy Quinn up top with 2:28 to go. Second quarter, 32-27, Rock Island. High right wing now. This is Angel Parker, stolen by Gully, but stolen back by Quinn. Quinn now is going to drive the paint. Instead, gets it out to Hoover. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound pulled down by Williams.
Whoa.
At the foul line. She got hacked, but no foul. Picked up by Gully, ahead to Kelso. Kelso now looking for Florine. Florine, right side underneath. Great pass to Clay. And Clay will put it up and through. Sabrina Clay has six. 32-29. Rock Island by three. Minute 55 to go, first quarter. Here's Jackson with the three, top of the key. And Mercedes Jackson hits the three-pointer. She has four. 35-29, Rock Island. Now Clay comes back, and we're going to get a travel call against Sabrina Clay. Clay was looking for Kelso. Kelso wasn't there, and Clay had to pull the pass back and drag the pivot foot.
Well, unfortunately, Sabrina Clay is not the playmaker you want with the ball right there, and she got kind of caught up again in the momentum there, and realistically what she needed to do was just kind of hold it and then look to go with it.
Carly Hoover tried to get it inside to Jackson. It was tipped away by Clay. And on that pass, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Rock Island's ball. Minute 32 to go, first half here on WGIL Galesburg. 35-29 Rock Island. What was their biggest lead?
Their biggest lead was the 10-point lead, 22-12. Looks like, no, they actually had a 19-6 lead, so it was 13.
Comes inside now, tipped away by Florine. Oh, we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here on Florine. Shamiah Clark was in the lane. That's Florine's first. Florine reached around. It looked like she hit all ball from here, but the official says no. Now it comes into Quinn of Rock Island. Quinn now on the left side. Gets the ball to Parker. Now tipped away and stolen by Gully. Here comes Galesburg. Gully all the way down. Will drive all the way to the basket, and the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Angel Parker. Massey says, hey, how about a foul there?
Yeah, and Coach Hoover wanted it off a goalie, so neither coach got what they wanted.
Oh, now they're going to give it to Rock Island. Gary Tissue changes the call. And now Massey's all the way out at center court, and he wants to talk to Tissue. I can't believe they changed that call. It was obvious that it was knocked away by Rock Island.
Yeah, that's surprising that they're giving this one to Rocky. Because the baseline official is the one that made the call, right?
Yeah. Tissue came over and changed the call. Gary Tissue was standing over there before the game. I was watching him talking to Hoover, the coach at Rock Island, for about 10 minutes like they were old fishing buddies. And then he changes that call. We have a great look at that because it was right down underneath us here on the west side of the gym, and it was obvious. Sure, probably should have been a foul. Gully should have been at the line. Well, but instead, it's Rock Island ball. That's a double turnover.
Yeah, Coach Rux was trying to take some of the heat off Coach Massey. He tried to confront the official at first, and then Coach Massey came back, and now he's talking to the sideline official trying to get an explanation.
Here's the pass inside. Shot's going to be put up underneath by Shamia Clark. No good, and Clark's going to be fouled.
Yeah, boy. I think this is going to go against Sabrina Clay, too, and it will. That's the second on Sabrina. 16 foul, but it's going to be two shots regardless because she was shooting. 5 points in the game for Shamia Clark. Last game against the streak, she had 13 points, 5 rebounds.
She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line in that ball game. Clark eyes it, here it is, and she hits it. Well, I can't believe Tissue overturned that call. Sammy Thompson in, Sabrina Clay out for the Silver Streaks. And I didn't see that ball bounce back off a gully. And then you said Hoover was arguing for that, and he got his way.
Well, Hoover's whole bench got up and jumped about 5 feet in the air. They wanted that call more than anyone.
Second one by Clark is good. 37-29 now as Rock Island takes control again. Back comes Williams all the way to the basket, puts it up. And
whoa.
What a game for Casey Williams. 8 points in the second quarter, 11 in the game. 37-31 in favor of Rock Island with 45 seconds to go second quarter. Left side now, Morgan Twing drives the baseline, running jumper, no good. The rebound, fought for and pulled out of there by Shamia Clark. Clark on the left side, back up top to Hoover. She couldn't control, picked up by Williams. Here comes Casey all the way down, puts it up, no, she missed it. The rebound's going to be picked up by Morgan Twing. Back comes Rock Island. Twing now at center court, and to pick up her dribble. Right side now to Mariah Hoover. Now right side to Annika Anderson. Back up top now to Waddell. 16 seconds to go, and they go inside, put it right up, and we're going to get a foul call.
Well, Clark gets that one. She was in the lane that whole possession. No call on the 3 seconds. The baseline official didn't even start counting. I can't believe that there was nothing. She clearly was in the lane the whole possession.
She made the basket. She's going to go to the line for the free throw. The foul is against Sammy Thompson, her first 17 foul on the streaks. So Shamia Clark, a 5'10 senior, back to the line.
Just hit pair.
It's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound's going to be picked up by Sammy Thompson in the corner. 39-31 Rock Island, 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Kelso with the three right side, no. The rebound pulled down by Precious Davis, and now we're going to get a held ball here as Sammy Thompson is able to tie up Shamia Clark after Davis got the ball to Clark. It'll be Galesburg's ball. They have a chance.
Well, good job right there by Sammy to have the presence of mind. She saw the ball being held at waist level. She went right after it. Now into the game, Sabrina Clay to give the Streaks a little bit more offense. Out of the game, Sammy Thompson. Into the game, Lexi Daniels. Out of the game, Raina Goley. So the Streaks put a little bit more shooting on the floor. 4.9 left to go. Streaks trail by 8.
Kelso will throw it in. Gets it into Williams. Williams one dribble, looking into Clay. Clay will put it up underneath. Good. Sabrina Clay at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Rock Island 39, Galesburg 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, their slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Needs. It's Craddy Insurance, Fremont Henderson in Galesburg. We'll take away Jazzy Quinn's three-pointer at the end of the first quarter. Gary Tissue's blown call, and we'll probably have a tight game, right?
Yeah.
39-33 in favor of Rock Island at the half. What a half we saw here, boy. End-to-end action. If you're missing this game, hopefully the radio call is decent because this has been a great game to watch. Exciting. Galesburg, we talked a little bit in the early part of the game about their intensity, but they ratcheted it right up in that second quarter, outscoring Rock Island 21-17 in the second quarter. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for the Lady Rocks, they're led in scoring by Shamia Clark, who has 9 points, or I should say by Jacqueline Young, who has 11 points at the half. 3 three-pointers. Shamia Clark has 9 points for Rock Island, 5 for Jazzy Quinn, including that three-point bucket from the backcourt that ended the first quarter. 3 points in the half for Tamisha Miles, 4 points for Mercedes Jackson, 3 for Annika Anderson, 2 points for Justice Adele, and 2 points for Charliska Singleton. For the Streaks, they are led in scoring by two players in double figures. Casey Williams with the best game we've seen her play all year. She has 11 points. Shaylee Florine with 11 points also. Sabrina Clay has 8. 2 points for Sammy Thompson and 1 for Haley Kelso. It was 22-12. Rock Island at the end of the first quarter after Jazzy Quinn hit that three-pointer at the buzzer. But as we said, the Streaks outscoring the Lady Rocks 21-17 in the second quarter to lead at 39-33. And you take away Quinn's buzzer beater from the backcourt. She was probably about 7 feet back of the center court line. And you take away an obvious blown call by Gary Tissue down here where he called Raina Gully, said the ball bounced off Raina Gully on a full court drive on a fast break, and we probably have a tie game here. But as it is, it's Rock Island leading at 39-33. We want to remind you that tomorrow night the Galesburg boys will be in action at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with all the action here on AM 1400, beginning with the pregame show at 7:06. Then we'll be back on the air Saturday afternoon from Winnetka. It'll be the Silver Streak girls playing the 8th-ranked team, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, in the Chicago area, 4th in the AP poll. That's the New Trier Trevians. Galesburg and New Trier from the old gym at New Trier, and that will be on Saturday afternoon, tip-off at 1:30. Pre-game show at 1:10. And then on Saturday night, the Silver Streaks will be home. That game was originally scheduled as a road game against the DeKalb Barbs, but because of wrestling commitments at DeKalb High School, that game has been moved here. So it'll be DeKalb coming to Galesburg, 6:40, the pregame show, 7 o'clock the tip-off with Brad and Jim on Saturday night. And then we'll be back with you on Monday as Moline will be playing the Silver Streaks, weather permitting. That game has been called twice. It'll be Moline and Galesburg on Monday night, 6:40, our pregame show. Eric will take a look at his stats. We'll take a break. It's 39-33 in favor of Rock Island at the half. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Cratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Cratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from 9 p.m. until 11 a.m. tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Fulton, and Peoria counties. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 9 below, wind chill readings 15 below to 25 below zero, and tomorrow sunny with highs around 12. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 2 below at WGIL.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you at John Thiel. Jim, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Serving Western Illinois and Eastern Iowa since 1938, you're listening to WGIL Galesburg. Well, what do your stats say there, old wise one?
This is a tight game. 15 turnovers all for both teams. Streaks leading the rebounding battle, 18-15, which is a good sign, including 7-5 on offensive boards. The big issue, though, for the Streaks is Rocky shooting from outside. They're 8 of 15 from three-point range, including 5 of 9 in that first quarter. They're 5 of 13 from inside the arc, so you almost want to let them come inside. They are 5 of 7 from the stripe. Streaks 10 of 15, so that's good to see that the Streaks are leading there. Streaks only 1 of 5 from distance and 10 of 21 from inside the arc. Florine leads the Streaks with 7 rebounds. 3 steals for Casey Williams to lead the Streaks in steals, and Kaylin Boydson's 4 assists lead the way for the Silver Streaks. The other two games in the Western Big Six, also at the half, Moline up by just a few on Quincy, 44-11. Allman and UT tied in a barn burner at 17 at the half.
Eric Gibson's halftime stats brought to you on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Heating problems? Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. They can fulfill your plumbing and heating needs. It'll be Rock Island's ball. They lead at 39-33 as we start the second half. Triggered inbounds now. Jackson has it up top. Almost lost the ball. Now dribbles away. Mercedes Jackson has it bounce off her leg. Got it to Hoover. Carly Hoover right side out to Quinn. Quinn comes on the near side. Got the ball to Shamia Clark. Shot foot. No, it's going to go out of bounds. They say it's going to be Galesburg's ball off Rock Island.
Coach Hoover didn't get the friendly call there from his buddy.
Maybe that's the make good. Back comes Galesburg left to right, which is west to east. Here's Kelso, gets pressure out front, dribbles right through it. Now got hit hard, but got the ball to Florine. To Williams, bounce pass in the corner to Clay. Clay now, one dribble, comes cross court. Here's Kelso with the three right side. Yeah! Haley Kelso with her first three-pointer of the game. 39-36, Rock Island. Just underway in the third quarter. Now on the near side, Morgan Twing. She comes up top now, directs the offense. Got it up top to Shamia Clark. Clark now one dribble, comes back on the right side to Quinn. Jazzy Quinn tried to throw it up. It was the ball partially blocked, down on the floor still. Picked up by Kelso, got it to Boydston. Boydston on the fast break ahead to Williams. Here's Casey all the way down, left-handed layup, good! Casey Williams with 13 points. 39-38 as the streets come roaring out. And Thad Hoover has seen enough. He a timeout.
Yeah, a big out with that same energy we saw at the end of the second quarter, and that's the most important thing. And, you know, you talked about, you said at halftime, Casey Williams was having herself a game, best game of the year we've seen of her. She had the best half of the year we've seen out of her. She needs to finish this thing off, and she keeps making plays like that. She's gonna, and she's really propelling the streaks right now. Her and Shaylee Florine just putting up some amazing numbers so far. Now 13 points for Casey Williams as she and Florine have kind of propelled the streaks. The only concern I have is that Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, and Sabrina Clay are logging a bunch of minutes in this game.
And you talked about Williams' defense. She's had a great defensive game, too.
Yeah, she has, and she just tips another one.
Ball's picked up on the right side by Shamia Clark, though. Clark gets it back out to Adele. Oh. Justice Adele, we're going to get a push called against Boydston.
Well, you know, basically what happened right there was Adele got that ball out in front of her, low to the ground, and Boydston kept trying to jockey for it with her, and she just gets called for putting the hands on her.
Shamia Clark gets the ball in now. This is Justice Adele on the near side to Young. Back out to Adele. Adele dribbles with Kelso on her. Streaks man-to-man defensively. Now to Young. Young goes on the far right side to Hoover. Now Hoover will bring it out. This is Mariah Hoover, the younger of the coach's daughters. Now to Young. Back up top now to Justice Adele. Adele gets a pick. Drives all the way down right.
Travel.
She traveled.
And she didn't agree with that call and protested a little visibly to the officials. She's got to be careful with that. And they're going to come out and they're going to press right away. Shaylee's going to throw it in, and she went down the other way.
Jacqueline Young's going to challenge the inbounds pass from Florine. Comes into Boydston. Double-teamed immediately and stolen by Annika Anderson. Anderson looked like she walked with it. Back to Hoover. Now stolen away by Casey Williams again. And Williams got bumped by Hoover, and they're going to give it to Galesburg.
Well, great job. Casey just all over the passing lane. She's taking advantage of her length. She's got the long arms. She's athletic. She gets off the ground, and she's doing a great job of just smothering passes when she sees them in the air.
Williams now has it on the left side, gets double-teamed, dribbles out to center court, tried to get a bounce pass to Boydston, threw it away, picked up by Hoover. Hoover all the way down. She's going to be fouled. Boydston fouls Carly Hoover. That'll be Boydston's third.
And it'll be a trip to the bench as Raina Gulley's going to come in for her. And right there what happened was Casey got herself trapped in the corner right in front of the scorer's table. She tried to throw a bounce pass to Kalen, but you can't do that because they're just kind of all over the place. Once they see that you get trapped, they're going to take away those passing lanes. You've got to get a short ball through the air.
Carly Hoover had four threes in that UT win for Rock Island. 20 points on the game. That's her first point of this game as she makes the free throw. It's 40-38 in favor of Rock Island. Second one is also good. 41-38, Lady Rocks with 6 minutes to go third quarter. Comes into Gully, not a Williams. Williams now 2-on-2 with Clay. All the way down, the bounce pass to Clay was kicked out of bounds.
And it should be streak ball. It will be streak ball. A good idea right there from Casey, but with how well she's been taking it to the rim, I would have actually preferred to see her take that with the right hand, just challenge the defender right to the rim.
Kelso tried to get it into Clay underneath, but the ball was tipped away out of bounds by Angel Parker of Rock Island. So Kelso will try it again on the far side of the gym. Gets it in now to Gully into Florine, but Florine couldn't control the pass. It's picked up by Mercedes Jackson. She threw it away, trying to get it to Hoover, and Rock Island turns it right back over to Galesburg.
Well, the freshman's got to realize right there, and she just a big-time play right there by Raina. She admitted to Shaylee that it was her fault, because it was. Raina's got to realize that when Shaylee is playing, has the post position, they're going to try to slip around her to steal the pass. So you've got to either get that ball higher or throw it in there stronger.
Comes into Raina Gully. Raina getting pressure going up court. She's going to be fouled by Mariah Hoover, the sophomore Hoover. Her second, the first team foul against Rock Island.
These were the calls that weren't being made up at the Rock Garden. The bumps on the ball handlers for the Silver Streaks.
It was 12-7 in the first half on fouls. 2-1, Galesburg with more in this half. Here's Kelso with a three from the corner, and she's going to be hit and fouled. The foul going to be called against Anderson.
They're going to say it was on the ground.
On the floor.
Yep.
Second team foul.
Well, we've seen Haley trying to draw those all season long, and she got the call there, just didn't get what she wanted. She wanted to go to the line.
Comes into Gully. Gully's going to go right to the basket, puts it up. No, she missed the easy one. The rebound underneath, fought for him, picked up by Clay as it bounces out of there. Now to Williams. Williams thinking about the three left side, now takes a dribble, hands it off to Raina Gully, streaks down by three. Gully now at center court, left side Williams, now to Clay. Clay looking for Florine. One dribble back out to the foul line, now to Gully. Gully's going to take the 14-footer, yes! Raina Gully, nobody near her either time. That time she hits it. And it's 41-40 Rock Island. Back on the attack come the Lady Rocks now. This is Shamia Clark. Hands it off up top to Morgan Twing, now to Justice Adele. Adele now will call the play with her left hand. Hands it off to Clark. On the near side, now to Twing. Twing now, bounce pass inside to Adele. She takes the jumper off the glass and good. Justice Adele has 4 points in the game. 43-40 Rock Island. Right side now, Kelso is going to get bumped, and we're going to get a foul called here against Shamia Clark.
That's the savvy basketball player's foul pickup right there, because Clark hit Kelso, and it didn't really do anything to Kelso, and she realized she took the bump and fell to the ground and got the foul called. She generated that foul call, because I don't think that whistle is being blown until Kelso decided to go down with it.
Wow, what a game this is. Casey Williams will throw it in the front court for the Streaks here on the near side. They're going from left to right, which is west to east here at John Thiel Gym, to Gully. Gully now, double team, breaks away, drives the paint, throws it away. Picked up, going to be brought all the way back down. Here's the layup up and through by Cynthia Myers. Myers first of the game, 45-40 now. Double team on Gully. Gully gets it ahead to Williams. Williams now to Kelso right side. Kelso stops, cross court to Williams. Williams wanted to take the three, now will. No good. The rebound underneath, fought for, and we're going to get a whistle. They say it went out of bounds off of Florine. Florine was battling with Mercedes Jackson underneath.
Well, right there, Williams got a little bit leaning forward. She probably should have passed that shot up, because she had the defender right behind her and was kind of leaning forward when she took it.
Carly Hoover has it up top. High post now to Jackson. Here's Hoover with the three-pointer right side. No good. The rebound, Florine for the Streaks. Pass ahead now to Kelso. Kelso left side, Williams. Williams will drive the paint. Tried to get a bounce pass underneath the Clay. It was intercepted by Jackson. Back comes Quinn.
Oh,
way down.
Yes.
It up, and they're going to call the offensive foul against Quinn. What a great job drawing the foul.
The senior did a great job. She saw her coming, and we've talked about it. Quinn is out of control. She's like a runaway train. So Haley knew that if she just stood there underneath the basket, she's going to run her over, and that sure enough is what happened.
The ball went in, but no basket on the offensive foul. This may be the most entertaining game we've had all year. Comes into Boydston now, ahead to Lexi Daniels, who's into Clay. Clay all alone.
Oh.
The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds.
No, she just lost it off her hands.
Ooh.
That ball came up, and you could tell Sabrina just kind of, it just spun off her hands. And that's, we've seen her a couple times have issues taking that dribble, and that's what happened right there. Ball came up a little too high. She just couldn't hold on to it.
I thought it went off Myers, but no. It was Clay with butterfingers on the pass. Full court pressure now by Boydston. She drops off as it's brought up by Mariah Hoover. Near side, Young. Young back up top now to, here's a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Shamia Clark. The rebound controlled by Williams, now to Daniels. Back come the Streaks now. Left side, Casey Williams. Down on the baseline to Sammy Thompson. She dribbles back out, now goes back down. Thompson now double teamed on the baseline.
No.
Tried to get a pass out to Boydston, but we'll get an over and back here against the Streaks.
Yeah, and that's not, the Streaks just are not taking advantage here. 45-40, they trail this one by five, but they've turned the ball over seven times now in this quarter, 22 times in the game, and that's a good example right there. We've seen, three, four possessions in a row, they've come down and turned it over.
Shamia Clark now set to throw it in.
This is one of the more subdued student sections for such a tight game.
Back up top now. They get the ball to Twing. Twing hands the ball off. Now here's the three-pointer by Young, and it's going to be good. Jacqueline Young hits her fourth three-pointer of the game. She has 14 points. Back comes Galesburg. And now Lexi Daniels trying to get a bounce pass into Clay. Has the ball tipped out of bounds, but they say it went off Rock Island.
Back into the game for the Streaks. Kelso, Florine, goalie sitting down. Daniels, Thompson, and Boydston.
You talked about the minutes before. We've seen a definite drop-off when Florine and those others have gone out. Comes in now to Williams. Now back up top to Gully. Gully now works the right side. She stays in the game. Bounce pass now to Casey Williams. Left side to Sabrina Clay. Back out to Gully. 48-40. Now Kelso with the three. No good. The rebound, Annika Anderson for Rock Island. Hands the ball off now, and back on the attack come the Lady Rocks. Down court now. This is Singleton. Gets it on the near side to Young. Back out to Anderson now. Annika Anderson, right side to Twing. Twing drives inside. Back out now to Anderson. 2:17 to go in the quarter. Here's Singleton with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Florine for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Kelso. Back comes Galesburg. Gully. Gully for the Streaks. All the way down. She's going to put it up. No good. Missed the easy one. The rebound controlled by Shamia Clark. Clark now out to Singleton. Left side now to Young. Young thought about the three, instead cross court. Now Twing will take the three. No good. The rebound, Gully. Gully now will bring it back. Fast break to Kelso. Kelso all the way to the basket. Puts it up and through.
Much needed basket right there for the Silver Streaks.
Kelso has six. 48-42. Minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Back on the attack now comes Singleton. On the near side. Gets the ball to Young. Now back to Singleton. Right side Twing. Wide open three. No good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Williams for the Streaks. Casey Williams calls for help. Gets it from Gully. Gully now ahead right side to Kelso. Cross court pass to Clay. Back up to Williams. Williams now wanted to take the three. Instead drives the basket. Left hand.
Whoa.
It's good. Casey Williams with the game of her life. She has 15. 48-44 in favor of Rock Island with a minute 5 to go, third quarter. Back now comes Singleton. Singleton right side to Annika Anderson. Anderson back up top now to Twing. This is Morgan Twing with the three. No good. She keeps firing. The rebound controlled by Florine of Galesburg. Now to Kelso. Kelso holds up on the right wing for the Streaks. Gets double teamed. Kelso gets bumped and we'll get a foul called here.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time. Kelso was setting Twing up for that one because Twing kept bodying up on Kelso and she just kept letting her come in more and more. And then finally she got enough contact to elicit the call.
So Morgan Twing's first. That's going to be the fifth team foul. It'll be Galesburg's ball in the front court here on the near side. How about Casey Williams, Eric?
Yeah, having a heck of a game. And she heads to the bench right now with Sabrina Clay and Raina Goley. Back into the game, Boydston, Thompson, and Daniels. Streaks 48.2 left to go here in the quarter.
Here's Kelso on the three from the corner. No good. Oh, it bounced twice off the rim. And the rebound controlled by Rock Island. And now we'll get a foul in the backcourt called on Boydston.
Wow, that one wanted to go down and just couldn't find the bottom. And now Boydston will go to the bench. That was her fourth foul. Raina Gully right back into the ball game.
Streaks have Raina Gully, Haley Kelso, Sammy Thompson, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels. Back comes Jazzy Quinn now. Quinn brings it back up court. Tamisha Miles has it up top. Miles now. Near side to Angel Parker. Bounce pass tipped away, picked up by Kelso. Streaks get it back. They trail by four. Not a gully. Hoop here would be huge. Left side Daniels. Lexi with the three. No. The rebound's going to be controlled by Miles. Miles covers up in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Quinn. 18 seconds to go. Quinn all the way down. Shovels off right side to Hoover. She takes the three from the corner. No good. The rebound controlled by Daniels. 10 seconds to go. Back come the Streaks. They trail by four. Gully now. Left side to Parker, or to Thompson. Now inside Florine at the buzzer. Puts it up. Good! Shaylee Florine at the buzzer. And that's the end of the third quarter with a score. It's Rock Island 48, Galesburg 46. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Hi, this is Ashley Blake with WGIL reminding you, if you've been a supporter of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Knox County, joining its Satellite Resource Group is another way to help. Volunteers meet once a month for an hour to focus on fundraising, sponsors, and recruitment.
Check your calendar for contact information at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson from John Field. Jim, Galesburg outscores Rock Island in that third quarter, 13-9. Galesburg's ball to start the fourth. It's 48-46 Rock Island. Williams now, right side to Kelso. Backdoor, Florida. Florida, yes! Florida's 15. We're tied at 48. 7:49 to go in the ballgame. Back comes Rock Island now. Precious Davis has it on the right side. Alley-oop inside to Jackson. Bounce pass back to Singleton. She puts it up no good. Rebound Florine for Galesburg. Florine double team, got it ahead to Gully. Right side now to Kelso into the front court. Kelso with the three, right side, no. The rebound, no. Clay. Right back up, no. And she's going to be fouled.
62% free throw shooter. Sabrina Clay going to the line. She hit the only two she's taken in this one. And this one is going to come right down to the end. The Streaks have done a great job battling back from a couple early and late deficits. I mean, they were down 13 there in the first. As Clay hits the first one to get the Streaks their first lead of the game.
Yeah, 13 points we were down, right?
You said 13, 19-6. And then even as recently as the second quarter, we were down 39-31 right there at the end.
Clay makes them both. She has 10. Galesburg leads it. 50-48 with 7:28 to go in the ballgame. Full court pressure up by the Streaks. In the backcourt now. This is Singleton. Singleton back up court now to Hoover. Hoover with a three-pointer from the corner. No good. The rebound in the lane. Jackson right back up. No, but she's going to be fouled.
Both Hoover girls really get a lot of air arc on their threes. They just kind of put them up towards the rafters and let them fall back down. So they come off kind of straight up in the air, and that's what benefited right there for Mercedes Jackson, who split a pair of free throws back in the first quarter.
Jackson eyes it. Here it is. She missed it.
Streaks will gladly take that.
Jackson with 4 points in the game. Yeah, you're right about those Hoover girls. They both have kind of an odd-looking shot.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Coach Hoover does with his rotations now in the fourth quarter of such a tight game.
The foul was on Clay, her third. She misses both free throws. The rebound, Florine. 50-48 Galesburg, and now we'll have a foul as Kelso is going to be fouled by Singleton.
Well, and a bad play by Singleton, too, because that was just overt. She wanted the call right there, and this is going to send Kelso to the free throw line for 1-1. But Kelso turned and tried to drill up the floor, and Singleton just ran into her.
Kelso has 6 points in the game. What a comeback by the Streaks, Eric.
Yeah, a big-time comeback, and it's on all phases of the game. It's the defense is playing good. They finally got a good flow on their offense.
Kelso makes the free throw. She'll get one more on the one-in bonus. That's a seventh team foul on the Lady Rocks.
2-3 in the game now from the stripe for Haley Kelso. Came in 7-14 on the season.
Kelso and Katie Lingenfeld are the only seniors on this team as Kelso makes the second. Back comes Rock Island. Charliska Singleton now into the front court. On the right side now to Annika Anderson. Near side down to Twing. Morgan Twing has it. Now comes back up top on the dribble. Back on the near side, gets it to Singleton, guarded by Clay, cross-court Hoover. Bounce pass in the corner to Twing. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound controlled by Raina Gully of Galesburg. Streaks lead it by four and have the basketball with 6:45 to go. Right side now, Kelso. She'll take the three. Yes! Haley Kelso with the three. She has 11. 55-48 Galesburg with 6:30 to go in the game. Now Annika Anderson for Rock Island. High right side against Williams. Williams almost stole it. Now back up top to Hoover. She'll take the three. Top of the key, no good. Rebound Florine for the Streaks. Outlet to Gully. Here comes Galesburg. Ahead to Kelso. Backdoor Clay. She'll put it up. Yay! Sabrina Clay. Clay has 12. 57-48. Van Hoover calls timeout. Oh, the Silver Streaks have roared back in this ball game. It's a full timeout with 6:11 to go in the game. Galesburg 57, Rock Island 48. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Handyman offers your business an affordable option to brand yourself on the outside of our vehicles. You'll be featured as one of our limited traveling billboards seen everywhere all over town each Monday through Saturday. You'll get exclusive placement on one or as many of our vans in our fleet as you want. You customize, design, and supply your own signage, and we'll display it on our handyvans for an entire year or as long as you like. People might even start thinking it's your vehicle instead of ours. Contact Julie Main at 345-3614 for more details.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, what do you think?
I think the Streaks are on a 17-0 run to take a 9-point lead in this one. And now the key is you cannot get outside of what you're doing here. And that's what's going to be huge for the Streaks, is you just got to keep playing this game.
Hoover has it on the right side. Back up top to Mercedes Jackson, who's back into the game. Now Cynthia Myers also back in. Myers has it up top. Fakes a dribble, now picks up her dribble. Gets it to Jazzy Quinn. Quinn now with the ball to Myers. She'll take the three, top of the key, and it's good. And we got a whistle.
And is it underneath, or are they getting it up top? They're going to get Shaylee Florine for something, I think. It was against Rocky. And Shaylee's going to shoot free throws. It's going to go against Jazzy Quinn.
Did they count the basket?
That's what he's talking about right now. Yes, he is indicating that the basket is good. So it's 57-51, but Shaylee is going to go to the line. If foul actually against Mercedes Jackson. I thought it was against Quinn because she was the one that was flipping out over there, but it's going to be the fourth on Jackson.
Florine will go to the free throw line, and she makes it.
Uh-oh. Well, that three stopped a 17-0 run, but Streaks not stopping yet. It's 58-51. Is first free throw good by Shaylee.
Second one also good. Who got that basket?
It was Cynthia Myers.
So Cynthia Myers hits the three-point basket. She has 5 points in the game. 59-51 our scores. Florine makes both free throws. She has 17 in the game. Now back comes Rock Island. Myers wanted to take it. Now Parker will take the three-pointer. No good. The rebound in the lane. Gully took it away from Quinn. Gully now for Galesburg. Gets double-teamed. Got it ahead to Casey Williams. Left side to Clay. And Clay couldn't control the pass. This is a right call. As it went right through Clay's hand.
Coach Massey doesn't agree, but it was. It was just an unfortunate play because one of the Rocky players tipped it and it took it off its course. And it's similar to when a receiver is going up to try and make a catch and one of the cornerback gets just enough on it to redirect.
Massey pleading his case to Scott Calhoun, travel. And now we're going to get a travel called against Jazzy Quinn.
Quinn, as we've talked about all game, Quinn gets out of control, and that was a good example right there.
5 minutes, 29 seconds to go here.
I think Coach Massey may want to try to steal some minutes here for Shaylee. She's looking a little tired, and you got 5:29 left to go in this one. You would think that maybe you could bring in Sammy here for a minute.
Comes into the backcourt now to Gully. Gully now will bring it back up court, now to Williams. Back to Gully. Maybe he wants to run some clock, but it's tough against Rock Island with this half-court pressure. Now Clay gets away, drives all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Florine in the lane, puts it up, no. But she's going to be fouled. And Florine will go to the line and shoot two.
She has been around the basket all game long. That's her 14th rebound of the game. She had seven in the first half, and now is another seven so far in this half.
Shaylee Florine at the free throw line, and she missed it. Ninth team foul on Rock Island.
5 of 10 now in the game for Shaylee Florine. We talked about early in the game, we thought this was going to be a game where she was going to get to the line a lot because there's been a lot of fouls called. She's been there. She's just got to hit a few more for the Streaks to push this one ahead.
She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Shamia Clark. Back comes Singleton now. Singleton all the way down court, right side Hoover. Here's a three-point shot, top of the key, no good. Put up by Shamia Clark. The rebound picked up by Clay of Galesburg to Gully. Back come the Streaks now. Backdoor pass inside to Florine. Kelso waited just a moment too long to try to get that pass to Florine. It was knocked out of bounds. Galesburg will have it in the front court.
Kelso's going to throw in, so we know the play that they run most often.
Comes into Clay. Clay all alone underneath, up and through. Sabrina Clay has 14, 61-51 Galesburg. And now Williams is going to be called for the foul as she ran into Carly Hoover.
It's all right. That's just her second. She's playing aggressive. Streaks have five team fouls now. And we're getting another timeout called by Coach Hoover. Let's see, is this a 30 or a full?
So Thad Hoover calls a timeout, a key moment in this game, with a full timeout. 4:48 to go in the ballgame. It's Galesburg 61, Rock Island 51. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. Coming up tomorrow on the WGIL Morning News, 8:35, we'll talk with YEM General Sales Manager Jeff Jones about the Iowa-Illinois Regional Auto Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, 61-51 Galesburg, 4:48 to go in the ballgame. Key timeout for Thad Hoover there. He's got to get things settled down.
Yeah, well, this may be one of those situations where it's a little bit too late here for the Rocks, but we'll see what happens. Streaks need to come out with that same intensity.
Rock Island keeps on throwing up threes. Singleton has it now. She drives the foul line, gets it back up top. Now the drive to the hoop by Clark, puts it up, no good. The rebound, Williams battling underneath with Mercedes Jackson. We'll get a held ball, and it'll be Rock Island's ball.
You know, realistically, if you're the Streaks, just pack that 2-3 in, and you just have to kind of focus on getting the offensive rebounds. I'd let Rocky keep shooting the threes. They haven't hit one in a while.
Carly Hoover threw it in. It got knocked away. Now the ball on the floor. We'll get a held ball here, and this time it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession as Haley Kelso down on the floor with the Jacqueline Young of Rock Island. Now they want to get Cynthia Myers back in as she comes into the game.
Moline only won by 57 against Quincy, 77-20. UT leading Almond 35-31, about 4:23, so they're about just as much left as we have.
Comes in now in the backcourt to Sabrina Clay. Here come the Streaks left to right. Gully now has it tipped away, and it's knocked away, but steals it back. Gully now gets it to Kelso. Kelso now, alley-oop pass to Clay, and Clay had it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their basket.
Well, heads-up play right there by the freshman. After she lost the ball, she went right back and noticed that the Rocky player was right along the sideline and was going to have to just push it back in bounds, so Raina just went and took it back.
Gully gets it in now to Kelso, right side Casey Williams, and we'll get a foul called here against Mariah Hoover, her third. That'll be the 10th team foul.
Almonds jumped out to a 39-35 lead now. 49 seconds left to play in that game, so I must have had an old tweet.
Casey Williams misses a free throw. Williams with 15 points in the ballgame. Gully's going to go out. Kaylin Boyson is playing with four fouls back in, so it's Shaylee Florine, Haley Kelso, Casey Williams, Kaylin Boydston, and Sabrina Clay, the Streaks' original starting five.
Streaks have got to hit free throws to ice this game, and she misses both.
Williams misses them both. Clay had the rebound, but it was tipped away by Jackson. And let's see, they're going to say it went off Clay, and it's going to be Rock Island's ball. Back come the Lady Rocks. This is Singleton now on the attack right to left with 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Near side now to Angel Parker. Parker against Kelso. Back out to Singleton. Charliska Singleton now comes on the near side, works around the right side. Now the three-pointer comes from Myers, no good. The rebound's tipped up, and it's going to be picked up, put right back up again by Parker, who was partially blocked. Now picked up by Hoover. She got it underneath, and a shot up and through by Cynthia Myers, and Myers is going to be fouled. Wow.
Well, right there, the Streaks went to a man-to-man, and Shaylee was charged with having to try to guard Cynthia Myers. And the issue there was that when Myers took that three, it was usually a situation where Shaylee would have probably come down with that rebound. But unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, she was out near the three-point arc because she was playing defense on Myers.
Myers, a 5'7 junior. She has 5 points in the fourth quarter, seven in the game. Here's her three-point free throw, and she missed it. Rebound, Florine. 61-53. The Streaks by 8. 3:44 to go in the ballgame. Gully now threw a bad pass to Kelso. Ball goes out of bounds. They give it back to Rock Island. They say it went off Kelso.
Well, goalie's got to be aware right there. They are just going to try to hawk every pass that the Streaks put up.
Draw the foul, right?
Well, yeah. You just got to, you know, if you're goalie, you almost have to try to dribble through things because they are bumping and pushing on the ball coming up the floor, and you can probably get some of those fouls.
Especially with Gully. She's been one of our best free throw shooters. Triggered inbounds by Shamia Clark. Now to Justice Adele, who's come back into the game. Up top now to Myers. Cynthia Myers fakes inside, back out to Adele. Adele now works the right side. Got it to Carly Hoover. Hoover, the coach's daughter, tried to get it inside. Tipped away by Clay. Picked up by Galesburg's Gully. Raina Gully back up court. She will dribble into the front court. To Clay in the corner. Cross court, Kelso. Kelso will take the three right wing. No. The rebound to Florine right back. No. The rebound fought for and pulled out by Hoover. And now we're going to get a whistle here.
Well, that was a tough rebound for Florine. Did a nice job going to get that one. It's just unfortunate she couldn't get it to go with the left hand.
We get a foul called. I'm not sure who they called this one on. Thought he said 10, but Galesburg doesn't have a 10. Anyway, Hoover's going to go to the free throw line. That's the 17th foul on the Silver Streaks, and Hoover makes the free throw.
This is Carly Hoover, the older of the Hoovers. She's now 3 for 3 from the stripe. Cut this Streaks lead down to 7 now.
3 points in the game. Boy, that was such an important flurry for the Streaks there, and they had so many great chances to get that in. You're going to look back if they falter here on that little exchange right there.
Well, and the big thing, though, was they were able to eat a little bit of clock, but yeah, you're right. You needed to come up with some points there.
Hoover makes them both. Substitution is Hoover's replaced Carly by her sister Mariah. It'll be Galesburg's ball against the full court pressure. Florine's going to throw it into Raina Gully. Looking, comes into Kelso, and Kelso's going to be fouled immediately by Angel Parker. Parker's fourth.
Well, Florine and Gully having a little conversation. I don't know what the conversation's about, but Singleton could have been called for a foul before that ball even came in. She was draped all over Raina, and Raina kept trying to run away from her, and Singleton just kept grabbing her. I don't know what we're discussing here. Is Kelso at the free? Oh, the Streaks don't. Oh, Rocks don't have somebody at the bottom of the lane. That was the issue. And Kelso back to the line. This is going to be double bonus, so she's got two.
Kelso's hit 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. She misses this one. Wow.
3 of 5 now. This isn't the time, part of the time to start missing free throws. Rocks bring a line change with brand new 5 into the game.
Jackson comes in. Carly Hoover comes in. Jacqueline Young comes in. Justice Adele for the Lady Rocks. Kelso makes the second. 62-55. Silver Streaks by 7. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Right side now. This is Carly Hoover. Hoover now looking, working against Williams. Hands it off to Justice Adele. Adele now dribbles back out to center court. Now tipped away and picked up by Williams. Galesburg gets it back on the steal. Right side now, Kelso. Let's see if they run some clock here. Now to Williams as if they spread it out a little bit. Now to Gully. Gully has it up top. Now looking for Florine outside the three-point line to Kelso. Now to Williams. Back out to Gully as they do run some clock. Right side now to Kelso. Who do you want at the line? Left side Williams, now to Sabrina Clay. Clay back out to Kelso, all alone underneath Florine, and she puts it up and through. The patience on offense for the Streaks, and the Galesburg fans rise to their feet. 64-55 Silver Streaks. Back comes Hoover.
Wow.
And now we're going to get a foul on the floor called against Florine.
No, it's going to go against Casey Williams. She bumped her before she got there.
Okay.
And that I was afraid it was going to go against Florine, but it was Casey. So that's her fourth. That's not a good sign. And now we're going to get a brand new 5 in. And because it's a 1-1, they should come in now. And finally, the official's waving them in.
Carly Hoover, who's 4 for 4 from the line, she has 4 points in the game, is going to go to the free throw line here.
Sister waits at the scores table to come in for her. That's got to be kind of an odd rotation. You're always coming in for your sister.
And of course, Whitney played last year. Here's a free throw. And it's good. She'll get one more.
Yeah, and Sabrina didn't realize it. She took off down the floor and got to half court before she realized she had to come back.
64-56. One more for Hoover. She hits it. Now Mariah, the sophomore, comes in. Carly, the senior, out. Full court pressure now. Galesburg leads it by 7. Comes in, and we're going to get a whistle here as it came into Gully. Gully was manhandled by Mariah Hoover. Galesburg fans calling for a foul. It'll be thrown in by Williams. Williams now looking, trying to get it in. Gets it into Sabrina Clay. Clay now will dribble, hands it off to Raina Gully. Gully now will bring it up, comes all the way into the front court, guarded by Mariah Hoover. Works the right side, gets bumped, now breaks away, hands it off to Florine. Left side Kelso, now to Williams with a minute 53 to go. Now to Gully, and Gully's going to be fouled to finally call it on Mariah Hoover, her 4.
Yeah, pretty much could have called it that whole possession, and finally the whistle gets blown. Raina's going to go to the free throw line. She has not been there yet in the game.
Gully on the year, 38 of 61, 62% for the Silver Streaks. The freshman, big free throws here for Galesburg, and she missed it.
Well, this is where the tired legs come in. You've got to compensate and realize that, you know, you got to work on getting a little bit more arch. She put that one up there in a line drive fashion and went off the back of the rim and bounced off.
64-57, a minute 50 to go. Raina Gully with one more free throw. She has 2 points in the game. She can put the Streaks up by 8. Oh, she bricked it. No good. The rebound controlled by Mercedes Jackson. They were both in the same place to the right side of the rim. Up top now, Jazzy Quinn. Quinn now on the right side to Carly Hoover. Breaks away. Stops at the foul line. Throws it up partially blocked. But picked up underneath by Jackson. She couldn't control. Stolen by Clay. Back comes Galesburg. On the break to Williams. Casey all the way to the basket. Puts it up, but she'll be fouled by Mercedes Jackson. Or rather, fouled by Cynthia Myers.
Jacqueline Young down in disbelief. I thought maybe that foul was coming against her the way she was reacting down the baseline. But
Casey Williams, 2 for 4 from the line. She'll shoot 2 here. Boy, make these free throws. Put this game out of reach. It's on the way, and it's good.
Whew. Continues her hot game.
16 points for Williams. She missed 2 in the fourth quarter. Now she's made 1. Let's see if she can make another one and go up to 17 points on the game. She throws it up there, and it's good. Casey Williams makes 2, 66-57. Back comes Jazzy Quinn, the Silver Streaks, with a 9-point lead. Now stolen by Clay. Clay for Galesburg. Back up court. Stops in the lane. Throws it out to Kelso. Kelso will back it out. Left side now to Williams. Williams tried to get it to Clay. Knocked it out.
Great decision right there by Haley. You could tell she really wanted that 3, but she knew that the clock was more important. She eyed that 3 for quite some time there and then finally decided just to back it out, which was the right decision right there.
It'll be thrown inbounds by Williams in front of the Galesburg bench in the front court. Comes in, it's going to go all the way in the back court, be picked up by Gully. Raina now. Left side, Sabrina Clay. The pass is over her head out of bounds.
Yeah, the freshman sailed that pass just a little bit on Sabrina. Sabrina's tall and she can jump, but she just can't jump that high.
Now Jacqueline Young's going to come back in. She's a 3-point shooter along with Hoover. Also into the game is going to be Shamia Clark for Rock Island. It'll be Rock Island's ball in the backcourt with a minute 6 to go.
Streaks 9-point lead, 66 seconds left in this one, and that's not a lot of points when you're playing a team that shoots it this well and puts it up as often as they do from 3. And
I'm not comfortable yet, are you?
No, definitely not.
Here comes Jazzy Quinn. That one, Quinn could throw him up from the backcourt. Jazzy Quinn now works the right side, goes all the way down, tried to get a pass over to Hoover. There was contact. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Galesburg ball.
Well, the coaching staff for Rocky wasn't very happy that that was a no call, as they thought there was contact. It looked like Quinn absorbed some contact by the Streaks there.
I think they're right. Here's Gully in the backcourt now. Pressure from Quinn, and they're going to get Quinn for the foul, her 3rd.
They're definitely not going to like that turnabout. 54.3 left. Streaks up by 9. Coach Massey's telling just Sabrina Clay is going to be up there for the Streaks. It's going to be the double bonus, so Raina's got 2 regardless. She missed a pair earlier, long on both of them, and as Jim had told you, off to the right.
Gully, 2 points in the game. Here's Raina, who's been a good free throw shooter all year, and she misses this one.
Well, you wonder if she's getting a little tired. She's been out there a lot.
Yeah, Boydston with 4 fouls.
Yeah, Kalen's 4 fouls has necessitated Reyna to play some heavy minutes here late in this game.
And the pressure's hard on a freshman. This is, you know, these Western Big Six conference games are a notch up. She makes it. So Gully has three. 10-point lead for the Streaks. 52 seconds to go. Back now comes Jazzy Quinn. Quinn now works the right side, drives the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound Florine. Outlet pass to Gully. Goes right through Gully's hands, out of bounds. It'll be Rock Island ball.
You know, that's the play. I think you'll give that up all day, is letting Quinn come down the lane. She's one of seven from inside the arc.
Yeah, she's got to be in the back court to make it. There's Quinn. Quinn now is going to come down the lane again. Puts it up in and out. No good. Tip up. No. The rebound pulled down by Young. She puts it back up. No. Rebound Hoover puts it back up. No good. Galesburg couldn't get the rebound. We're going to get a foul called. Hoover's going to go to the line.
Carly Hoover's going to the line. And that's going to be the fifth on Casey. And she's going to go off to a nice round of applause as she had herself a heck of a ball game.
Casey Williams is fouled out of the game. Sammy Thompson will come in for the Streaks. What a game for Williams. 17 points in the game for the Silver Streaks.
Five rebounds, five steals, a block, and two assists.
Here's Carly Hoover.
She filled up the stat sheet, and Carly finally misses.
Whoa.
She was 6 for 6 before that one.
Boy, you know things are right when that happens. 67-57 Silver Streaks. Second one also missed. The rebound controlled by Florine. Florine tried to get it outside to Kelso. It was tipped away, goes out of bounds, and Galesburg's going to have it.
Well, Shaley getting real near. If she can get two more rebounds here in the last 26.6 and one bucket, she'll have a 20-20 game.
It'll be triggered inbounds now by Sammy Thompson, as Florine will not trigger it. Thompson looks, gets it in now to Clay. Clay now will dribble it into the front court, all the way down into the corner, now comes back out. Clay now being bothered on the left side by Precious Davis. Got it back out now to Sammy Thompson, bounce pass to Clay. Clay now with 13 seconds to go in the game, threw it in the backcourt. They're just going to let it roll, and now it goes out of bounds. I think that went off of Rock Island. It did. It went off Singleton.
And Hoover emphatically protesting that. He thought there should have been a foul there on Reyna. And I agree. Reyna kind of threw a shoulder into her, and Singleton went flying out of bounds.
Now the ball comes into Clay. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by Precious Davis.
Well, it looked like Hoover had called back and told his team to fall back, but that's not the case. He's yelling at the official now.
Sammy's going to throw the baseball pass to Reyna, tipped out of bounds with 5.2 seconds to go. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
The Rocks, A, won't let the Streaks get this ball in, and B, not going to let the Streaks run this clock out. Now into the game, Katie Langenfelter, the senior, is going to trigger this in. Sammy Thompson heads to the bench, gets some good words from Coach Massey.
Many of the Galesburg fans standing. This has been some game. Lingenfelder gets it into Gully, and now we're going to get a foul called, and the foul's going to be called against Singleton.
Well, Singleton backed off as if she was going to let that ball, let Reyna just run the clock out, and then she jumped at her and ran right into her.
Galesburg's going to win it. 67-57. What'd you say, 19 to... 6 at one point,
19
right?
to 6. Yeah, that was the biggest deficit for the Silver Streaks.
Here's Gully's free throw, and it goes all the way down and comes out.
1 of 5 now. Into the game now. Coach Massey going to empty the bench, give Macy Stex into the game, Emily Weaver into the game. And to get the seniors out with a standing ovation, Haley and Katie hit the bench.
Here's Reyna's second. Misses it. Rebound controlled by Clark, and there's the buzzer. The final score will read. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a tremendous comeback. And more importantly, a Western Big Six win as Galesburg defeats Rock Island. The final score, Galesburg 67 and Rock Island 57. What was he doing?
He didn't want to go through the line, I guess. As Coach Hoover showing some great sportsmanship there, just goes up, Coach shakes Coach Rucks and Coach Massey's hand, and heads to the... Heads to the locker room. They had no interest in going through the line with the Silver Streaks.
You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
This is Angie Benson from WGIL with this important reminder. Expand your horizon at WIU's Wellness Weekend on February 22nd and 23rd. Sessions of yoga, meditation, mandalas, meals and lodging at Hornfield Campus in Macomb. Register by the 18th and get more info at the new WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from 9 p.m. until 11 a.m. tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Fulton, and Peoria counties. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 9 below, wind chill readings 15 below to 25 below zero, and tomorrow sunny with highs around 12. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 2 below at WGIL.
Stats, the day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at John Field. Jim, our interview with Coach Evan Massey brought to you by McDonald's, with two locations to serve you in Galesburg on East Main and North Henderson. Coach, congratulations. What a ball game. You were down 19-6 in this one. You came storming back, and you win it 67-57. What do you got to say?
I'm glad we got to play, that's for sure. It was an exciting game. And, you know, these are the kind of games where it's exciting for coaches. It's exciting for players where, you know, here's a team that you lost to early in the year, and you go into the locker room afterwards, and you're frustrated about how you played, and there's that sense at a certain point in the game that realizing we could have won that, and then you have one more chance and come back and win it. Pretty exciting stuff.
You were down 39-33 at the half. You had Jazzy Quinn hit that three at the end of the first quarter, which was crazy from the backcourt. What'd you tell the girls at halftime just to come out? Because when you came out in the third quarter, they came out strong.
Yeah, I thought we what happened was I thought we, it was something we could have panicked at a certain point, and we didn't. And so I thought pretty good composure. I thought that Haley settled in and had a great second half. Casey was outstanding for us.
Casey Williams, both offensively and defensively in this one. She was a force in the game.
She was. Casey plays so hard, and she did tonight, and she got rewarded with things. And she made some great choices in terms of on the break, you know, of finish the plays and recognize when to go and move the ball on and stuff. Outstanding job for her. And again, I thought Sabrina and Shaylee were fantastic in the post for us. That Shaley in particular, not many second shots for him tonight.
There was a drop-off when they went out of the game. There were some times when those girls, your starters, saw a lot more minutes tonight than in normal games.
I don't know. Sabrina didn't, because Sabrina usually doesn't come out unless, until she gets in foul trouble. But, that it tried to give them a little bit more rest as early in the game. And hopefully that helps some with things. I was, it gets lost that the two young point guards, I thought they were outstanding. That there were some times where, struggled a little bit. But, especially tonight of, Raina showed, what a tough kid she is, because she wasn't feeling good. And, so it was, I think, a battle for her to stay in and get the job done. And she did. And that's, that's the kind of players you want in the program, is a kid that's going to, say, I'm not at my best, but I'm still going to give what I have to give.
And they pressured the ball hard outside, but you were able to get it inside to Florina DeClay.
It's something of, once we could get the ball side to side, or if we'd get three or four passes, we had pretty good success. And, yeah, I thought, did a nice job. And our posts moved well as far as getting open inside.
Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you on Saturday up in Winnetka.
Yeah, and Jim, you'll have to clean up your act a little bit. We're up in the northern suburbs.
My father-in-law went to high school there, so I got to be very careful.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you on Saturday.
Bye.
Have a safe trip. Evan Massey, the coach of the Silver Streaks. Let's take a break. We'll bring Eric Gibson back in. Run down our final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh, my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You could win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Let's run down the stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in Kewaunee. If it's Streaks gear you're looking for, it's Breedlove's. First of all, for Rock Island, dropping to 16-7 on the season, 6-2 in the Western Big Six. Jacqueline Young led them in scoring with 14 points, 11 of those coming in the first half. She did not score in the fourth quarter. 7 points in the game for 9 points in the game for Shamia Clark. 7 points in the game for Cynthia Myers. 6 points in the game for Carly Hoover. She hit 4 of 6 down the stretch from the free throw line. 5 points for Jazzy Quinn. 4 for Justice Adele. 4 points in the game for Mercedes Jackson. 3 points for Tamisha Miles. 3 points in the game for Kalia Randall. 2 points in the game for Charlista Singleton. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring in the game tonight by Shaylee Florino at 19 points. Galesburg with 3 players in double figures. Florine with 19. Casey Williams, who fouled out of the game, had 17 points. 14 points in the game for Sabrina Clay. They had 4 players in double figures. Haley Kelso with 12 points. So Florine with 19. Williams with 17. Sabrina Clay with 14. And Haley Kelso with 12. 4 of the 5 starters in double figures for Galesburg tonight. The only other player who scored in the game for Galesburg, Sammy Thompson scored. Sammy Thompson had 2, and Raina Gully had 3 points for the Silver Streaks. It was 22-12 Rock Island at the end of the first quarter. As Eric said a couple times during our broadcast, Rock Island led at one time 19-6 by 13 points. They led at the half 39-33. Galesburg actually outscored them in the second quarter 21-17, but Rock Island still with a 6-point lead at the half after leading by 10 at the end of the first quarter. But the second half belonged to Galesburg, as Galesburg outscored Rock Island 13-9 in the third quarter to trail by only 2, 48-46. And then the Silver Streaks outscoring Rock Island 21-9 in the fourth to win it 67-57. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game is Casey Williams, who had 17 points. We hope to get her up here in a moment to talk to us after this one. just a huge game for Casey Williams, not only offensively, but on defense, too. She did it all tonight for the Silver Streaks. Let's go over to Eric Gibson for his stats.
Yeah, a pretty good game for the Streaks, all things considered. You know, big win regardless of how many turnovers you had, but the Streaks did have a lot, 27 turnovers in the game for the Silver Streaks, but they were able to force 28. Streaks won the rebounding battle 40-32. 10 offensive rebounds for the Streaks, 11 offensive rebounds for Rock Island. Rock Island, 8 of 25 from inside the arc, 10 of 30 from outside the arc. Streaks from the free throw line, 11 of 18, or Rock Island, 11 of 18 from the free throw line. The Streaks, 19 of 34 from inside the arc, 3 of 13 from distance, and they were 20 of 35 from the free throw stripe. And, you know, the big thing, Jim, is that's not a great number to be 20 of 35 from the free throw line, but you know what? Getting there 35 times is a big improvement for the Silver Streaks. And so the big thing, you know, when ultimately you look at it is, yeah, you made 20. You don't really want to miss 15, but in a game like this where you can get that much more emphasis, it's huge. And so, you know, once we look around, you got to be happy with where you were. Leading the way for Rock Island, rebounding-wise, with 7 was Shamaya Clark, to go with her 9 points. The Streaks were led in rebounding by Shaylee Florine, who got 18 rebounds in the game, assist, steal, and a block. Leading the way for steals was Casey Williams with 5. Haley Kelso led the way for the Streaks in assists with 5 herself. So we are joined by the senior on her senior night. Haley Kelso joins us. A good game, Haley, for you individually. Not one of your best games, but you got to be happy with the team effort here.
Oh, yes. I'm very proud of my team for working hard tonight and coming out with a win.
Talk a little bit about the intensity that was on the floor. Jim and I felt like at the beginning of the game you guys came out a little slow, but it looked like middle of that second quarter going into the third and then the fourth, the intensity really ratcheted up for you guys, and you guys really came out, especially after halftime, and pushed things.
Oh, yeah. We were coming into this game wanting to win, and when we come out at halftime, we didn't want them to get ahead of us anymore. We wanted to stay on top and just come out with the win. Like a good game.
Haley, what did you talk about in the locker room? Because it seemed at the beginning of the third quarter that the girls came out and really took it right to Rock Island at the beginning of the third quarter. What did the coaches talk about at the half?
He just said basically come out and play hard and no fouls, because we foul a lot and that's where they get most of their points from. But no fouls and work hard and just do what we practice.
Yeah. How does this feel to be a senior? Are you going to play at Sandberg next year then?
I think so, for 2 years. Yeah.
That's going to be great then, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, one of the things that I thought was real important, especially for you guys to come out with such a big win on your senior night, was that you were really going to need to shut down their ability to get those offensive rebounds and then hit free throws. And you guys were able to more or less do both. Ends of that, you really closed on their rebounds, which is something that they kind of hurt you guys on last time. What adjustments did you guys make from the last time you played this team?
What, like you said, the rebounding. We really worked hard this week with the posts on not letting them. They get a lot of offensive rebounds, like the last time we played them, they did, and we just shut them down on the rebounds. Our posts played hard, and we practiced like with our offense, like moving the ball a lot, moving the defense, making them shift and everything, and we just played like a team tonight.
They come out and pressure you, but you're able to get the ball to Sabrina and to Shaylee inside. Is that something you work on in practice?
Oh, yeah. We always work on moving the defense from one side to the other and making those skip passes when they're open.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I see you.
We finally have Casey.
Thanks,
congratulations,
Haley.
On a great career, Haley. And hopefully you'll go a long way in the tournament. Now we have Casey Williams, who's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, with us. And, Casey, congratulations. This had to be probably, I don't know, the best game of the season for you. Is it the best game of your career?
Yeah, I feel like it is. I don't know if it's what I ate or it got to sleep in because there was no school, but I came out and I knew it was going to be a good game for myself.
Casey, one of the things that we've talked a lot about during the broadcast during the season is you have the abilities. You're long, you're athletic, you're quick, to really take that ball inside to the rack and do some big things. And it seemed like when you decided that you were going to be a little bit more assertive going inside, that's when you really got things going there in the second quarter. What's your offensive philosophy when you're out on the floor? I mean, what are you looking for?
Well, I got to be confident, because if I'm not confident, I turn it over, I lose the ball on my dribble. But I think about my dribble, and that if there's an open spot, I need to take it. Otherwise, I'm going to be scoring like I usually do, which is not very much.
And, you know, I was most impressed with your defense tonight. You really had a great lot of steals in the game. It was tremendous. Were you seeing things a little bit clearer tonight or what?
Yeah, I feel like when I'm in two, like zone, I'm in the corner and I can just see more of the court, and I know where people are going to be and just look to get in the ball.
This has got to be a great win for this team getting close to regional. You're going to be the number two seed in the regional. You're going to play Alleman in the regional at Geneseo. And to have a game like this has got to be a confidence builder.
It was really a confidence builder, because I want to dominate regionals this year. I would love to win another regional championship.
Be great, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, one of the big things, I think, for you guys to get to that point is you guys have to keep playing with this intensity we saw for essentially the last two and a half, three quarters of the game. You guys came out a little slow. What changed? How did you guys finally get things moving?
I did not want to lose another home game, and I just knew I had to pump everybody up and get everyone moving and make sure that they're not giving up on ourselves, and just had to keep playing strong.
Casey, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on just an outstanding performance tonight.
Thank you.
Are you giving Massey a hard time about Northwestern and Wisconsin? I asked you that the other day.
I did a little bit, but we know he's pretty sad, so got to leave him alone.
How about those Wildcats, huh?
I know, they're doing so good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Casey, of course, her cousin is Chris Collins, and Craig Casey's dad is the nephew of Doug Collins. So there's some deep basketball roots in the Williams family. Eric and I will take a break and come back with a final word. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Talk about benefits. 16 paid holidays, vacation, personal and sick time, plus health insurance. And there's the satisfaction of knowing every day you're doing something meaningful. KCCDD is looking to hire qualified staff to assist individuals with developmental disabilities in leading more independent lives. If you're looking for work and have a high school diploma or GED, or degree in human services, psychology, or other related field, KCCDD may have a position waiting for you. To learn more, go online to galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
It's always tough when the Galesburg boys basketball team plays Moline, especially at Wharton Fieldhouse. I'm Brad Benowitz. That's where Jim Lee and I will be tomorrow night when the Streaks battle Moline on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL, Galesburg. What were the other finals? Did we get them from the Western Big Six?
Well,
you said them, right?
We had the Moline final. That one... Again, of course, I didn't write it down. You caught me in the middle.
I didn't either.
You caught me in the middle of trying to update Twitter as far as what happened in this one. But the final in that one was Moline 77, Quincy 20. And then Alleman was able to come back and beat UT 41-35.
41-35. So that should be a big confidence booster for Alleman Catholic, too, to win that ball game 41-35, because Galesburg is going to have to play Alleman in the regional tournament. The Streaks are the number two seed after Geneseo, so there will be a play-in game in that tournament, and then Galesburg will play Alleman, and that is only now a couple of weeks away. The seeding this year was a week later than it normally has been. Well, any final words?
Well, you know, we talked about how this was truly an all-around game. And, you know, the big thing I think for the Silver Streaks is they've got to take a lot of pride in this effort. And, you know, when you're playing a team, a 4A team in New Trier, that's pretty good. And, you know, even if you don't come out ahead in that one. You have two winnable games left. You and I had talked. I'm still confident the Streaks can beat Moline here. UT with that loss falls to 5-4. Streaks are at 4-4, so the Streaks are only a half game behind UT now. Moline is at 6-2. Rocky now at 6-2, so they're tied atop of the conference, and Allman also at 4-4. So now if the Streaks can get some big wins here in the last two games of the conference, they could end up as high as the
Can they win? No.
No, they can't win, but they'll definitely be at the third in third place in the conference. They could potentially, 6-2, yeah, third place I think is as high as they're going to get unless Moline really falls apart. So, that's one of those things. You just got to keep playing it out. And I think the big thing for the Silver Streaks is to really build off this game right here. We saw Coach Massey kind of tighten up some of the rotations. Yes, everyone that normally would get into a game like this got in, but the rotation was a lot tighter in that we saw a lot of players play more minutes, and that could be a prelude to what happens here the rest of the way.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson back at the Galesburg Radio Center on East Simmons Street in Galesburg for spinning the dials for our broadcast tonight. The sophomores were defeated by Rock Island. The final score, Rock Island 57 and Galesburg 17. The sophomores are now 9-12 on the year. But the varsity final, a different story as the Silver Streaks storm back. They were down by as many as 16 points in this ball game tonight. I should say 13 points in this ball game tonight. But Galesburg comes back and outscores Rock Island 21-9 in the fourth quarter, 13-9 in the third quarter to win it 67-57. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from John Thiel, Jim.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.